Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. The right recognized by Massachusetts back in 2003, allowing same-sex couples to marry, has now spread to every corner of the United States. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports on reaction within Massachusetts to today's 5-4 decision by the U.S. Supreme Court.
14 years ago, David Wilson and Rob Compton joined 6 other gay couples to begin planning a lawsuit that would demand the right to marry in Massachusetts. They won. This afternoon, Wilson and Compton will celebrate at the wedding of 2 gay friends in California, one of 36 states where gay marriage has become legal in just over a decade. David Wilson is trying to absorb the news today that gay marriage is now the law of the land.
It's overwhelming to think we've come this far since 2001 when we started the case. I'm at a place right now where I'm just ready to burst. It's so exciting.
Wilson says he's still amazed that gay marriage became widely accepted so quickly, even though he was part of the transformation. In Massachusetts, gays and lesbians launched a public campaign in 2005 and 2006 to introduce themselves.
We began to tell our family and friends about our lives. The other thing I think that happened is that we were in every family.
Attorney Mary Bonato, who argued the case for gay marriage in Massachusetts and before the U.S. Supreme Court, says Massachusetts residents saw the happiness and commitment and familiarity of gay couples who married.
That's when this really began to pick up steam and the fears fell away. And I hope that now we have that opportunity for people around the nation who are still skeptical to see this, and hopefully their fears will also fall away.
But for some in Massachusetts who have fought gay marriage for more than a decade, today is a major setback. Andrew Beckwith is president of the Massachusetts Family Institute.
With the court's decision today, we see the completion of a nationwide erosion of the people's right to decide for themselves what marriage is. And unfortunately, that started right here in Massachusetts.
Beckwith notes that the Massachusetts legislature refused to allow a statewide vote on gay marriage. Now, Beckwith says, he's worried that some Christians will be forced to accommodate gays and lesbians and recognize same-sex marriages, even if doing so goes against their faith.
For example, will Christian schools still be able to make hiring and admissions decisions consistent with having an intentional community of faith that has certain behavioral conduct standards?
The Supreme Court's gay marriage decision includes one paragraph that affirms the First Amendment protection for religious institutions. Beckwith expects that passage will be the focus of legal challenges from Christian groups. But other parts of the Supreme Court decision are already being cut and pasted into gay marriage wedding programs. At the wedding David Wilson plans to attend today, he'll read a paragraph from the Massachusetts gay marriage decision that is quoted in the U.S. Supreme Court ruling.
Because it fulfills yearnings for security, safe haven, and connection that express our common humanity, civil marriage is an esteemed institution, and the decision whether and whom to marry is among life's momentous acts of self-definition.
Former Massachusetts Chief Justice Margaret Marshall wrote that passage.
This is one of those occasions where the great power of the Massachusetts Constitution, which begins with those wonderful words, "All people are born free and equal," has been reaffirmed nationally.
For David Wilson, a federal ruling that acknowledges gay marriage means that he and his husband can travel and not worry, for example, that one of them will be blocked from a hospital room in the event of a medical emergency.
Now we'll be able to take our marriage with us and be proud and confident that in time of crisis, we will be able to be there for each other.
That's a right David Wilson and Rob Compton secured 11 years ago in Massachusetts, one that is now preserved for couples across the country. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.